Hey, I just want to say, as we begin this grand adventure, you're welcome in advance.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano.
Let's be honest, the bar is not real high right,
right
now.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
It sounds really cool.
No, it's not cool.
Can you bring a picture up?
Are you kidding me?
All foreigners love Chicago teams.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
A lot of booze, parties, women showing you the goods for beads. It doesn't get any better than that.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
When I heard about this, I wanted to come up with some kind of articulate and thoughtful and, you know, well-debated response. This is just stupid.
Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at @BackseatZach or at @BackseatJack.
That is on Twitter at @BackseatZach and @BackseatJay. You are back in the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati alongside James Troiano and Adam Tully, having some fun on the other side of the studio, looking at some videos on YouTube. You know, a casual Sunday night recording in the studio.
You know what would make my day? Not what, being what, able what? To see you.
Wow.
So I'm trying to get these monitors up higher and higher.
Yeah, I know. That's personal.
Isn't he your ride home tonight?
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, yeah, I'll sleep here.
Ryan Braun, really the victor of the week, huh?
Yeah. Look.
Had his suspension overturned. I'm just going to say I didn't see that coming.
What?
I didn't see that coming.
I saw it coming.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
We've got some audio from back in December when that news broke.
I didn't mean what, like I didn't hear you. I meant what, like I thought you were going to play the audio at that time,
I'm going to play the audio at this time. This is from our December 11th podcast when we went over the news that Ryan Braun had been suspended. Tested positive.
Mm. Look, man.
For PEDs.
I don't want to jump to conclusions because if I knew Ryan Braun, like, he'd be my boy. So I don't want to. I don't know him.
But he
seems like a really cool guy, and he doesn't seem like a dude that would do steroids.
Well, Manny Ramirez seems like a pretty cool guy too.
No, but Manny Ramirez rose to fame in the steroid era.
All right,
so when he did it, you're like, yeah, that's just Manny being Manny, taking shots of steroids in the butt. That's just Manny.
All right.
Let's sign him.
Listen, Ryan Braun, I heard something pretty interesting a good statistic. No one has ever successfully appealed a positive PED test in baseball.
I also read that.
That kind of says it all. So he's the first
or
one.
Or does it say it all? No, look, well, you know,
that's
not
an interesting distinction.
We didn't exactly say Ryan Braun definitely didn't do it.
Right.
And we're not claiming that kind of victory here. We're claiming the victory of sometimes a player actually deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I think everybody wants to just immediately just crucify these people because of past transgressions of other people. And I don't think that that's fair to do.
Well, and that brings me to, do you think now that Ryan Braun won this appeal, and he was not humble about winning it. I mean, he's still angry.
Well,
and I don't blame him. That's fine.
Look,
what does this do now the next time that a star baseball player tests positive? What does this do to the appeal process? Because now the next guy's thinking, if I get the right lawyer, I'm not serving that suspension.
Well, I would hire Ryan Braun's lawyer, whoever that guy is, and I would vehemently deny it if I knew there was something
cause now it works
that went on that was out of the ordinary.
Right.
I don't think it's in Ryan Braun's best interest, though, to flaunt the fact that this appeal was negative. I think that he just needs to move on from it as fast as possible.
Yeah, and what do you think? I mean, do you think it's going to still, give it a few years, do you think that it's still going to have an effect on his name or his reputation? Or do you think he's really, really going to win this battle in terms of reputation?
Well, I think it'll be talked. I think it'll be talked about this year,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Yeah.
And what people think of Ryan Braun, I think, depends on if you're a Ryan Braun fan or not, or if you don't care.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a Ryan Braun fan, as you went over, defending his fellow Wisconsin star athlete.
He has to defend the
his fellow bearded Wisconsin star.
The other richest man in Wisconsin, besides, now that Prince Fielder's out of town, I think it's just Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers own about 80% of the real estate in Wisconsin.
All the dairy farms?
Yeah. It's actually going to be called Rodgers Braunia pretty soon.
Yeah, that was one of those Conan O'Brien opening monologue jokes that he just blames on his writing.
I didn't write it.
It's a Sunday night.
Okay. We would have made Ryan Braun one of our hotties in the hottie and naughty section, but obviously this goes beyond, you know, that's bigger than a hottie victory. But that does change the complexion of the NL Central, and I'm sure there were other teams that thought, ooh, Ryan Braun gone for the first 50 games, that's really good. And, you know, that's really, really good news. I mean, obviously, if you're a Brewers fan, but, you know, they lost Prince Fielder, and now you find out, oh, thank God, you know, Ryan Braun, we thought we were going to be missing both of those guys the first 50 games of the season, but, you know, so things are a little bit balanced out now.
From a baseball perspective, I mean, they have their best player for a whole year.
He would still be able to play 110 games that year. That's funny.
Yeah, we know how.
Production takes a toll.
Right, but that's the equivalent of missing, you know, 25 games in hockey or basketball and missing like four or five in football.
Well, just, I mean, consider this analogy. The Nationals have a player, Ryan Zimmerman, who today just signed a 6-year, $100 million contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Zimmerman averages 25, 30 home runs a year, 100 RBI guy.
Right.
He only played 110 games last year, only hit 12 home runs, drove in like 60 RBI, something like that. So, you got to have your Ryan Braun in the lineup all year if you're going to compete with the defending world champions, improved Chicago Cubs, and I even think the Pirates are going to be better.
Yeah, I mean, that's that division where you have to play against five other teams instead of four, and it's, you know, it gets kind of wacky sometimes, the NL.
The Pirates got this game changer named AJ Burnett, so watch out.
Who you almost made a naughty for the second straight week for the same reason.
They're a locomotive.
You forgot that you naughtied him the week before.
The naughty actually should have been my short-term memory because I couldn't remember what the hell we talked about.
All right,
a week ago. Which
we're going to keep it rolling. Coming up next, the Backseat Sports Podcast. Ryan Braun obviously had the best week of all of us, and we've got more coming right up on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatj.
That is on Twitter at backseatzach, Z-A-C, and backseatjjay. Tully is going to be the featured part of this segment on the Backseat Sports Podcast. We're talking hockey. Trade deadline coming up on
tomorrow.
I thought it was always on a Tuesday.
No,
I thought it was usually on a Tuesday.
Stop.
Isn't it
Monday? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was always under the impression that it was on a Tuesday, but sure. All right. It's tomorrow.
He has me doubting myself now.
Yeah. Well.
No, it's tomorrow.
All right. Well, either way, a lot is going to happen in the next 48 hours, 24 hours. In hockey.
You're what we would call a noob.
No, he's not.
I'm not a noob. I've just died. I've been put down in my casket as a hockey fan, and you know, I can't really help it.
You did.
Anyway, we've got a round of questions for Tully, and he's going to give us some insight on what's been going on, in the NHL and some of these potential trades. And we're going to start with the obvious. Where's Rick Nash going to go, Tully?
He might not go anywhere Monday. He might wait and hold.
That's not the answer we wanted.
Well, no, but I mean that's the latest thing. I mean they've come out and they've said, you know, because they're being really picky and they're being very greedy, if you will, about what they want. They're gonna want at least two, maybe three, roster players right now, including some high draft picks. So
Columbus is gonna want that.
That's what they're wanting. And you know, both Columbus and Rick Nash are prepared to play it out the rest of the season and see what happens.
I heard a lot of teams, but it seems to me like the best move for Columbus would be to just stay put when you can pretty much trade with more teams after the season.
Well, that is true, but there's a list.
Because he's not in a contract year.
There was only six teams that he wanted to go to because he's got the no trade clause thing. So there's only like six teams that he would want to go to.
Not too often that a guy that's playing in Ohio has a no trade clause.
Yeah.
It's not something you see every day in sports.
Well, you need one in hockey or you will end up in Calgary.
Yeah.
So
or Edmonton, yeah. Edmonton.
I'll tell you who would be on
my drive a steamroller to work.
My trade list would be Tampa Bay, the Florida Panthers, the Phoenix Coyotes, unless they move.
Maybe for an
and then
older
if they
player.
Move out of Phoenix, I get to get traded immediately and not go with them wherever they go. Yeah. Well, or L.A.
Well, who's in the serious running for Rick Nash?
The front runners right now are L.A., Toronto, and the Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers.
I swear
Wait a minute. The Rangers
God,
are involved.
The Rangers, if they get, oh my God.
The Rangers are involved.
Well, the Rangers are... looking pretty right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, see, I don't see the Rangers. It would be if I'm a Rangers fan, I don't want to. If I am going to pick up Nash, I want it to be in the offseason because they've been top of the East. They're like 8 points clear first place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, they're in good spot.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, Columbus is looking for like two like roster players right now. So why upset the cart when you're one of the best teams and
no,
have been
it,
the best
I mean,
team
in any
league.
Sport, you can disrupt the chemistry no matter who you bring in, no matter how good he is.
Now, Glenn Sather is an idiot.
I do it. Why? If you can get a superstar,
that's
A grade, all world forward. Why not do that?
Are you saying Rick Nash is good?
Something like that.
All right, look, another guy.
He's pretty decent.
So, anyways, he could not go anywhere tomorrow.
Right.
Where would be if he moves? Where is he? Where would he go?
If I'm Rick Nash?
If you have a prediction.
No, where is he most likely
you have
to go?
A prediction. Oh. You're on record. All right, so you're on record saying he's not going anywhere.
That's potential, yeah.
All right. Well,
as of last night. Yeah.
Why don't you make a commitment here for the sake of the show?
That's the Blue Jackets saying that.
No,
saying, like,
no one will get mad at you if you're wrong.
Going.
No one will get mad if you're
where
wrong.
Where's he going? Where's he? All right, tomorrow, trade deadline ends at 4 p.m. 3 p.m. Where is he?
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's looking at Columbus. I hope he goes to Toronto. He's at Brampton. He's from Brampton, Ontario.
And another highly coveted player, Dustin Brown from the LA Kings. Where is he going? Who's in the running for him?
If he goes anywhere, it might be Columbus because that's one of the the chips that LA is kind of holding. They already traded.
Poor Dustin Brown from LA to the Rust Belt.
How about this line? Jeff Carter, Mike Richards, and Rick Nash on the same line?
Yeah. And they've got Kopitar in there as well.
Hollywood.
That's something.
LA is kind of in the same like spot, I guess, like pressure-wise as Toronto because LA went out this offseason and they upped their roster. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of good guys, got a good roster, but right now...
And they're one of those bubble teams right now.
Yeah, they're sitting like, you know, 8th, 10th place. The West is always close.
Two points out as of Sunday night.
Are they? Yeah.
Two points.
I don't know how they did last night, but... So they're kind of feeling the push that, you know, they have to make the playoffs kind of this year, you know.
Right.
So they kind of feel the pressure from the fans and the owners, I guess, even though they're the one making the deal, to get a big name player like that.
Your Toronto Maple Leafs, they have a goaltending situation.
Yes, we do.
The last time they made the playoffs, you hadn't grown facial hair yet. Now you're married.
Yeah. My wife has never seen a Leafs playoff.
And they dated for 7 years. So
yes,
let's make sure they understand, you know,
since the lockout.
Since the lockout.
Yeah, right. It was pre-lockout.
04
so if they're going to make a move goaltending-wise, what do they need to do?
There's a new collective bargaining agreement. And it is possible that the Toronto Maple Leafs will not have made the playoffs within a collective bargaining period.
This is true. That is sad.
That's a sad way.
That might happen.
Look, the fans deserve more. I've been telling you that forever. I think you saw the survey that they did of all major sports leagues in the U.S. or in North America in general, and they rated the service, the ownership of each franchise. This included the MLS. It was like five different leagues, and they rated the service that they give their fans, and Toronto was like, 168th out of like 170 league teams, and the Cincinnati Bengals were last, but Toronto, like third to last out of five leagues worth of teams.
Well, just for people that don't follow hockey, Toronto for the NHL is what the New York Knicks are for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
When they're bad, hockey's just not as interesting, and the league suffers in general.
Yeah. Oh no! Right,
it's where the league office is. It's the big time.
I was gonna say it used to be. I mean, the Red Sox,
the New York. The New York Rangers also because of where they are. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for them to be good for the NHL.
Well,
and the Flyers, and it's the traditional powers.
If you're only a lukewarm fan, in my opinion, I would like to turn on the TV during the NHL playoffs and all the Canadian teams be involved the fan atmosphere is better.
Some of my best hockey memories are watching the Flyers play the Leafs.
Playoffs. And there's only seven teams in Canada in the NHL right now, so that still leaves room for like half of the playoffs to be filled with other teams, and so it's more fun to watch.
I hate the Leafs.
Yes.
We are very hated.
I hate it. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it.
I hate them sometimes.
I would hate when the Flyers played them and love it at the same time because I'd hate playing them because they're good, but I love beating them.
Right. Well, they need to make some moves goaltending-wise, so who do they need to go get?
Well, that's the thing. We don't.
You don't think so?
No. We've done too much. The problem what we're doing right now is we're going between Gustafson. Reimer played last night. Awful. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole team was just awful. Can't really put it on Reimer. But... So Tuesday when we play Florida, I'm pretty sure Gustafson is going to be in there.
And they're going to lose.
It's a carousel. It's a carousel right now.
That's
and
not good,
they just,
though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So they just need to pick one guy, Reimer.
3 points out right now.
Reimer,
right.
Reimer. Yeah. Reimer?
Reimer's good when he's on form. But you know what? Put Reimer in there. Put him in for five games. Put him in for five games.
The only time you'll hear someone say this hockey goaltender has been on form is a guy born in England and grew up in Canada.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the truth.
No, but honestly, they need to stick with one guy. If they do go out and get one, I would like to see them get, because there's really no goalies out there to get.
Okay, right.
Always, Linderbach off of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Good goalie.
Okay.
Like to see him.
Well, this kind of plays into the next question. We're looking beyond Monday now and into the playoffs. Right now, if you've got a team who's maybe a bubble team or maybe sixth or seventh in their conference, and they could take one player and really push themselves into a contender, who's that team and who's that player? In either conference.
Either one right now?
Yeah, just a team that needs one piece to really push themselves into contender status.
I see maybe Ott from Dallas going to Calgary is playing really well right now. They've really jumped back into the race. If they could get a guy like Ott, who's a veteran, he's a hard-nosed guy, he kind of fits into the style of play that they have. If they can bring him in and make the playoffs, I can see that.
I feel like it's this way.
I like that. I like that under the radar move.
Yeah, I feel
the obvious answer would be wherever Rick Nash goes.
Right, but I mean, in the West, one of the potential teams is LA,
like
who are on the bubble.
I like that. Giving you a little inside info you might not know.
Well,
Ott to Calgary. Look for it.
And he just mentioned Calgary turning it up, and they were, they were out of contention
for the longest time.
I feel like every February or March, the Western Conference, I'm looking at it right now, between 12th place and 7th, there's 6 points.
Oh, the West
it's always like this, you know.
The East is like that.
Give it a week and things could completely turn around in the playoff bubble.
The Leafs were 7th place this time last week, and now we're 10th.
Hockey's strange because it doesn't always work. Like, you're not really a player away in hockey.
No.
You're
just
not.
Well, because
you might be a line away.
Those players can only be on the ice for 30 or 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you got to be deep in hockey. But if you took a look at last season and then to this year, who's your most improved team over last year to this year?
Probably go with St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they fired their coach. I was telling James earlier, like 10 games in, I think it was, they fired him.
They
brought in Ken Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, about a month ago, I think they were top of the West. And they've been continued just to play really well all season long. So far.
And the Panthers have to be in that conversation
stars on that team either.
Yeah. Not
just
not
good coaching,
lot.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, He's a good coach.
He's the wizard.
He is. I was going to call him that.
If we're looking into the ultimate questions right now, either taking a look at the whole league, who's your MVP favorite right now?
I got to go with Malkin.
Good call.
That's the obvious.
No,
kind
but
of ridiculous.
But let me ask you something. Numbers aside, does the fact that Crosby has been absent, Is that a factor in your answer there?
Kind of, because I guess it's so easy to say that he took the team on his back.
Right, it's easy to use that cliche in this situation.
But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that even if Crosby wasn't, like, he would still be putting up the numbers that he's been putting up.
Wow. That's impressive. And then coming up to the, looking way ahead towards the end of the entire playoff bracket, right now, who's your favorite for the Stanley Cup, your obvious pick? Who do you think looks best and most worthy of winning the cup? And who's your dark horse pick? Do you see him wanting to say that Toronto's going to turn it on?
Well, see, when we talked about these questions before we were recording, and Adam's like, yeah, man, I'm ready, let's do it. And then you're so like, Adam, who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
It's so hard.
Oh, there's so many teams, man. There's so many teams
in the NHL playing hockey.
Yeah.
We just talked about how many, there's what, 6 points?
I don't know, man.
Let's start with this. Who looks the best? Who looks the most capable?
I mean,
East or West?
Bold prediction.
In the East, I hate to see it, but you have to go with the Rangers. They've been at the top all season
long. Well, I mean, look, it would take a collapse for them to not get the one seed.
Right. Yeah. And then, like I say, even when they get there, I mean, they've just been playing well all season long.
Mm-hmm.
If they get into the playoffs, and again, I hate to say this one too, and I know you're going to hate when I say this. If they get into the playoffs, Winnipeg is going to be really, really, really tough to play at home.
I will throw up. I will not watch any of those games.
I will also throw up with you because.
And I will throw up just watching you two throw up.
Oh, God. Couldn't do it.
Well, but right now it looks like they could end up playing the Rangers. And how odd would that be?
God.
The Atlanta Thrashers only playoff appearance in team history, a sweep by the Rangers.
My only playoff memory of that was them getting beat 7-0 and Jágr scoring somehow he scored 10 goals in a 7-0 game. That's all I remember.
The most interesting man in the world comment right there. He once scored 10 goals in a 7-0
goals in a 7-0 win. And your dark horse pick, one team that could really look, last year for example, I mean the right answer would have been Boston.
Yeah, geez.
You know, while they stuck in, but a team that hasn't looked unbeatable during the regular season, but could really cause some damage in the playoffs.
Philly?
No.
Flyers.
Philly is not on my list for that.
Philly?
The Philly always beat themselves.
Well, look, is St. Louis another answer here?
I think they can go one or two rounds, but I don't see them going too deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind of too young.
Right.
You know what I mean? I see the Leafs making some damage if they get there. No, I do. I'm kind of... Listen, I just want to answer without you...
I wanted to do
I'm
that.
Trying
I wanted to do what you did, but
I know
but
I tried
for the
not
sake,
to.
Look, Tully knows what he's talking about.
Right.
What about LA? I mean,
they're pretty much
the playoff
they're,
experience now with some of those players that they're getting in.
Yeah.
If they get Rick Nash, that'd just be stupid.
It would be.
So,
but I mean, they should be a little bit higher with the team that they have
now. I like LA. I think they have scoring, they have defense, they have goaltending.
Yeah. They got
what's
Kopitar,
not to like
quick.
There?
Listen, yeah. I want you to think about something. If the LA Kings make the playoffs this April and May, the Staples Center will be busy.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
I don't know what they'll do.
That'd be a good stat. When have the Clippers, Lakers, and Kings ever been in the playoffs altogether?
Yeah,
maybe never.
They'll have to.
Wow.
Yeah. And what if they all have games around the
it's
going to be something serious.
Because you know how usually in the playoffs it's there's a one-day kind of break between, game one and two or whatever? They might have to do two or three games.
Look, it's rare enough that two teams ever share the playoffs, and sometimes there's a few scheduling conflicts. They have to move one game a day further, but this is three teams.
Let's be honest here. I mean, we know what's going to happen.
They're
going to
make it.
Because David Stern, has Bettman's family at gunpoint. So basically what'll happen is the NHL will just play their playoff games in San Jose or somewhere else.
Well, San Jose is going to make it too.
Well, then
the Kings are
going
to borrow.
How about Ottawa? They're not making it.
No, I mean,
the Kings will have to borrow the Honda Center over in Anaheim. That's what they'll have to
do. Yeah, that's what they'll do. We joke about that now,
but we don't know how realistic that is.
Anaheim, I mean, they very well could make it.
All right. Phoenix.
Hold on.
Who's not going to make it, Adam?
Well, Phoenix is leading their division.
Yeah, Columbus.
Oh.
They are.
All right, well, then they'll play their home games in Columbus,
Columbus
L.A.?
Columbus is not going to make it.
Listen, I want that to
Carolina
happen.
Make it
I mean, if the Lakers, Clippers, and Kings all make it, there would just be TV crews spending the night.
Yeah, picture this. They would have to have one, the Lakers or the Clippers play at noon. And then the Kings would play at 7.
That's possible. That has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Phillips Arena used to do Georgia Force Arena football games and during the afternoon, and then do Thrashers games that night.
Yeah,
and they pull those goofy arena football goalposts up to the ceiling, just leave them there.
Yeah, I think that they do that in Philadelphia sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So
Sixers in
Staples Center could look like Hartsfield-Jackson come April or May. So we'll see.
That's an airport.
They'll just leave the
lights on. By the way, for people that don't know that. I know you know
well,
that.
Well, it's the busiest one in the world, so some
I'm
people
like,
might
I'm
know.
Like, that's an airport. He's like, Zach's like, I know it is. I wasn't talking to you.
I didn't say that. But All right. Well, Tully's given us a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information as we look into the trade deadline, the last 20 games of the regular season in the NHL. Yep. And look, it's going to be another good playoffs again. You know, a lot of people, you know.
By the way, if you don't watch hockey playoffs, you're missing something.
Definitely.
Because hockey playoffs are awesome.
I can't sell everybody on the regular season, but the playoffs.
The playoffs. Yeah. It doesn't matter who's playing.
I mean, in April and May, you can just turn on the TV, watch the NBA and NHL playoffs. Just flip back and forth. It's fantastic.
It's a great time.
So Tully gave us a lot of great stuff. We got Hottie and Naughty coming up next in the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at @BackseatZach or at @BackseatJ.
That is on Twitter at @BackseatZach and at @BackseatJ, ZACNJAY. This is Hottie and Naughty, and we're all sports this time. We did a good job. All sports, no pop culture.
Yeah, dog. All sports.
Our first Hottie is Kobe Bryant, and as Tully said during the break, if you're breaking records, any record set by Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, those kind of guys, you're doing pretty well. He broke the all-time all-star scoring record as we speak here, recording tonight as the game continues. So hats off to Kobe. That's a big deal, breaking a Michael Jordan record.
Yeah, well, yeah. Next.
Our first.
Yeah, our, I mean, it is. It's all-star game scoring record.
Yeah,
I mean,
our first Naughty. Forgot to get the audio. Sorry, James. Terrell Owens. After an indoor football league,
you're a noob.
Listen, this isn't the arena football league. This is the indoor football league. After catching 3 touchdowns in a game, he told a reporter, "Yeah, well, guys couldn't cover me in the league, and they can't cover me here either."
Absolutely true. Not false.
But a stupid thing to brag about.
Well, yeah, but no, that's true. Like, it's a true statement.
That's like coming to work on Monday and being like, "Oh, I got a lot of candy this Halloween weekend. Stole it from my kid." I mean, that's you might as well brag about that.
That's not the same thing at all. That's just stupid.
Scoring touchdowns in the IFL for Terrell Owens is about as easy as stealing candy.
All right, fair analogy.
Hottie, Ryan Zimmerman.
Yep, signed the 6-year, $100 million deal. Don't think that's a great deal for the Nationals, considering he averages about 100 games a year. So
he's gonna be one of those guys. They always break down the dollars per at bat. You always see like a guy that you know gets that kind of equation.
When he breaks his elbow again, I'll be talking about how many dollars he spent per home run or something.
Speaking of breaking things, our next Naughty is Danica Patrick. Sweetheart can't drive.
Look, women can't drive.
No.
Putting a female in NASCAR. It's just stupid. She crashes every time, every week. She's hitting a wall. Okay?
She
looks good. All right, she's great for marketing, but let's be honest. If I'm in a car with my girlfriend, we get on the highway, things start wobbling a little bit. I get a little scared. Okay? Put her at 150, whatever they go in NASCAR. You're hitting walls, man. Okay? She's in that little fiberglass car. She's messing up the men that are trying to win the race. Okay? She's taking one or two of them out. It's not fair.
Well, she's not good for marketing guys. If you can't read the GoDaddy logo on her car because it's always crumpled up. But she crashed about 17 times on Saturday.
She looks good getting out of that wreckage, though.
She's always got her big aviators on.
It's like compare and contrast, like Danica Patrick, like
and
know.
Her car, which looks better.
Does she wear makeup in the race car?
It looks like she does. If she doesn't, then
I mean,
good for her.
Eternal. Do WNBA players wear makeup? I know this is like a off topic, but do they like do it up? Because you know, here's the difference between like athletes and then soccer players. In England. Soccer players in Europe. Soccer players in Europe. And even over here in the MLS, they like do their hair for the soccer game. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They always have these exquisite hairstyles.
And
I'm just like, what are you doing, man? Like, you're putting gel in your hair. You're going to go out and run around, get sweaty for 90 minutes.
Instead of taking
then
their earrings out, the Euro players, they just tape them down.
Right.
Like they care that much about wearing earrings. Now, you know what? A few years ago, FIFA 08 or 09, if you played manager mode, one of the manager decisions would come up and you'd be like, one of your young players has a new hairstyle and some of your older veterans think that it's distracting the team. FIFA is the only game where you have to make that decision how to handle the hairstyle situation.
You might need to send the older veterans to the counseling because that's stupid. It's distracting the team. Are you an adult?
Yeah, Danica. All right, well, she's going to learn how to drive one day.
Yeah.
Hottie, Robert Griffin, ran a 4.4 at the combine.
Yeah,
yeah. Pretty good for a quarterback.
He had a great interview process with the media, followed by out-of-control speed.
Out-of-control athleticism.
That'll raise your value a little bit.
Yeah. One of your naughties is Joel Zumaya.
Yeah.
Because he's doing to his arm what Danica Patrick does to her cars.
Wrecking it?
Yep.
I mean, if you don't, people don't know who Joel Zumaya is, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm the only one, but I thought this qualified for
Nani. No, it's cool.
I'm talking to everybody else, not you.
You're right. Go ahead.
He was like a young stud relief pitcher for the Tigers in 2006, and the World Series is really where he made a name for himself in that World Series run.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was throwing like 104 or 106. It was stupid. And since then, he's systematically...
About what speed Danica Patrick crashes her car into a wall.
Yeah, I mean, he's been blowing his arm out over and over and over again now for about 6 years. So,
like Danica Patrick's tires.
Yeah.
So he can't even get on the mound. He's got like rookie of the year level skill.
Somebody needs to tell Danica Patrick you can't text while NASCARing. I think that's what it is. You can't text your boyfriend during NASCAR driving.
Is that what she's been doing?
Probably. You gotta be doing something, man.
Don't
she's putting her eyeliner on.
Don't text in NASCAR.
Hey, can't you just sit here like in the car like
James is acting out eyeliner application right now. No,
she's the only one that has like the flip down mirror.
There needs to be like a three-sided billboard in the infield at Daytona that says like, don't TXT and NSCR. Don't text in NASCAR. You know how you see those? We have those billboards in Georgia. I don't know if they're everywhere else. That was Hottie and Naughty. This is the Backseat Sports, was the Backseat Sports podcast. I'm Zach Diodati for James Troiano and Adam Tully along for the ride. See you next week.